arrive in the room, your room. Arrive externally. Now. Here, now. Arrive internally. Here. Now. What does internal mean for you? Just go with your intuition, not a thinking process. Bringing mindfulness front and center. Front and center means bringing mindfulness as a deliberate choice, feeling its presence not as an aspiration, but as literal. In this moment, I am mindful, and I have a clear intention to stay mindful. Doesn't mean we won't wander off, we don't forget, we don't lose it. But we have a clarity as to what it feels like when it's here, and our attention to be aligned with it. Attention is the spotlight of intention. Arrive in the body. A receiving of the experience of there being a body, not a doing a body. But a receiving the experience. Dropping into the lower half of the body. Feeling through, using mindfulness and careful attention, a kind of collected and unified, relaxed attention that can soften into experience so that we can feel it in its intimacy, not on its surface. Repeating that, it's the intimacy, it's not the surface. That's why this way we become collected and unified or concentrated or in samadhi or samatha, whatever language you like, that it's got this relaxedness to it so that we can soften into that experience that we're having in the mind. Through body or any of the sense gates of body, through the mind itself. So we drop into this lower half of the body with this kind of a collected attention. Collected, unified. And we feel through, we soften into skin, flesh to reach bone. And by this point, for some of you, it may be that you already drop in completely to this sense of earth element. Sometimes you can, sometimes you can't. But even if you did, so worthwhile to do a progression so that it becomes more stable, more firm, more habitual. Pelvis is earth element, hard, firm, heavy. Earth element, earth element. Upper legs through the upper part of the knees. Hard, firm, heavy. Earth element, earth element. Lower part of the knees all the way through to the ankles with the two leg bones. Each leg. Hard, firm, heavy. Earth element, earth element. Ankles, feet, the toes. Hard, firm, heavy. Earth element, earth element. Now the lower half of the body as a whole, a felt sense of the lower half of the body is sitting in the bones. And then inviting that earth element that's sitting in the bones to be received by Mother Earth, to be supported by Mother Earth, to rest in stillness on Mother Earth. Weight underside. Again, being open to any sense of well-being that arises in the spine, possibly, or ease of breath, or responsiveness of ribs, or alignment, or calm, or present, or maybe nothing as a way of an affect. And the same with the upper body. All the hard, firm, heavy in the arm and the shoulder joints, the breastbone, the skull, weight underside. Earth element, earth element. Could relax the eyes, this feeling, soften the throat, release the jaw. Any and all of these things might happen and we not notice it. Or there's generally no outward effect. Feeling the stillness, relative stillness of the earth element. Becoming one with the stillness. In the stillness of the earth element, you notice movement and realize this is the wind element in the body, and you welcome the knowing of that wind element. Wind element foreground, earth element background. Or maybe for you, it's going back and forth. Or mostly, it's staying in the earth element. You don't have to move forward to this wind element. You can stay where you are. But if going forward, register its characteristics. The wind of change is always blowing our way. This wind element is movement. Feel it, experience it as movement. Physical movement, energetic movement. What is wind but movement? This characteristic of movement manifesting as pulsation, vibration, a kind of pushing, sometimes even a little pulling, a tingling. A moving of that's raising or lowering, a movement that's in or out. what is movement but energy? Confirm that for yourself by reflection, by the use of science, knowledge. Feeling that energy is our object. It's subtle and not subtle. Easily detected at times, not always, but a lot of times, in the sense of vitality. How much energy, this kind of subtle energy, do we feel? There's surface experiences that affect it, like if you ate a big meal at lunch, or if you didn't eat enough, or if your blood sugar's off. The energies affect it, this vital body, this level of our experience. Organized differently, but so can our vital energy be affected by underlying components of our energy. The fire in the belly that makes the system run as a whole. The fire in the mind to be interested, curious, to want to understand, to want to care. Make this fire your object of meditation, however you feel it. It can feel cool at the moment. That's the fire, it's cool. Nibbana means cooling. So the rice is Nibbana means the rice is cooled. You can feel this internal, furnace, engine, whatever you want to call it, is too damp. It needs more fire because it's too damp. You can feel it. You can feel it inviting sickness, or you can feel it as a kind of lethargy. There's not enough energy. There's not enough fire for the mind to be bright. This can certainly happen in this time of day. Sit. If that's happening, be amused, not upset. There's a difference between the movement of the fire when it's naturally reoccurring rather than when it's flickering, when it's not steady, when it's not got enough internal heat to keep it going, and we have to somehow try to recover it. But whether it's active or quiet, the stillness can still be detected and miss the movement. So the movement may be too slow, not robust for our own well-being. But the real stillness is different than that slowness. The stillness is present in every moment, whether it's robust or low functioning. Movement and stillness in the fire element in its energetic form. Without overcomplicating it or thinking you're supposed to understand it, turn the attention to that level of consciousness that we call the emotional body. It's the level of consciousness that allows emotions to occur and to be known. Capacity of consciousness itself is just there. You can feel it in stillness and movement. Well, it's true. I am an emotional creature. It's my nature to be emotional. It's part of what is the manifestation outwardly and inwardly in this realm. May not have any particular emotion at the moment, but you know that it is in the emotional part of yourself, the emotional aspect, the emotional potential. This is the emotional body. Still and still moving. Alive. Has a kind of feeling of potentia. It's got a kind of resilience. This capability of our having emotions. And then for you, there may be waves arising out of this oceanic feeling of the emotional body, and there'll be particular waves arising. Waves of what? Waves of emotion, feeling that is emotionally based. Pleasant or unpleasant, wholesome, unwholesome. It's the nature, our nature. In the past or in this moment, you may readily recognize a time when there was a lot of fire in your emotion. The fire can be a caring fire. You're burning with love, with appreciation, with determination. All of these different emotions. Or the fire of anger, the fire of outrage, the fire of impatience. And each of these emotions, these waves of emotion arising from the emotional capacity of consciousness, there is movement, which you can see because there are waves, but there's also stillness. It's the stillness that allows the knowing. It's the stillness that gives us, through cultivation, a choice of speaking and acting, or even succumbing to. Imagine your life with you having mindfulness of the movement, whether it's energetic or from the emotions, which are a form of energy. I don't mean to split that way, but and the steadiness of knowing teach us to care and not to care. Teach us to sit still. This is the stillness where we care and don't care, meaning we care, but we don't get lost in the caring, so that we cause harm to ourselves or others, suffering to ourselves or others, in a way that's inappropriate, non-forward leading. Teach us to care and not to care. To utilize the fire, but not to be consumed by the fire in the Buddhist teaching of all is burning. The eye organ is burning, the ear organ is burning, and all that comes through it is burning. And what is the fuel, the Buddha says? Fueled by greed, grasping, fueled by aversion and hatred, fueled by ignorance and delusion. You can find that quite thoroughly covered in Dancing with Life. For us right now is to start to see the way fire manifests emotionally in a wave versus the fire of energy that allows us to care, to be awake to emotion, to be available in a responsive way. And the stillness is what balances, what gives us the observer-participant balance that's inherently within us, but which must be cultivated. To be able to recognize suffering and not suffering. To be able to choose. First, we need to realize we have choice. And then to choose non-suffering over suffering, despite the fire. And not let suffering put out the necessary fire. Stillness. Stillness. Here and now, amidst all this movement, that which does not move towards objects. What is that? We're pointing to the island from which we cannot go beyond. Feel the stillness that's within you right now, whatever form. You may notice it in body being still, mind being still. Attention still, openness, just this openness you're experiencing, it's really still. Stillness is like this. Movement happens so frequently that we don't have to be as careful looking at it. You can feel right now the movement in the body through wind. You can feel the blood coursing. You've got experience in it. You could even feel a craniosacral rhythm moving right now. Or for some, the lymph glands, feeling that movement. Or the churning of the belly. This is our life, stillness and movement.